Looking like it gonna be a cold season. Even through the worst days, facing defeat, we could find Eden. Keeping a place for the lost soul, so I'm still rolling with old feelings.
Back then, the next rise, sitting back on the side,
banging out yesterday's shoes, feeling bigger than life. Closed eyes, always feeling the vibe. Remember sitting with my thoughts in the park after dark, still hopeless. Cold in the rain, couple young boys sat dreaming of a home near the ocean. I'm still coping.
Don't feel ashamed of your losses.
And my brother's still growing.
Boy, you never see when you blossom.
Sing through the face of the pain, break a chain for the sake of some change. Know the symphony run through my veins. Anybody coming straight for my name? Yeah, boy, it's worth knowing
that we ain't caught from the same.
When you're stuck on the low end,
true self, feel no way.
Through the rain, through the pain, bright days on the way. Little dance in the rave, let me sway in it. Slow motion.
I need to stay low.
See the bouquet, the bright and the taste of the shade and the cascade. Waiting to smell the fruit on my labor next to my grave, nothing in vain. And if the silence is sweeter than words in the moment, then don't say. Just stay a little longer and relieve in the breeze what you can't change.
When you tried to let go, but you left at the wrong place. When you know pain after hours, I gave it a new name. But there's no shame in those hours, they're gonna be a new day. Cause I'm changing, it's strange, but it come from a good place.
Try, and if it happened, it happened, but me have a positive outlook. just don't know what's going to happen, so you just carry on. Carry on.
Okay, so that was Patience by Wesley Joseph featuring Georgia Smith. My name is DJ Espresso, and this is Meanwhile in Medford. This is our first show of all time, yeah. And so today I brought on a special guest. His name is DJ Daw. He goes Hello. By Craig, many names. Yeah, he has his own show.
It's actually DJ TSA Precheck.
Oh, my bad,
Thanks to you.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, me and Craig go way back. We're actually sweet mates. And I don't know. I just figured we could chop it up, shoot the breeze, listen to some good music. And yeah, hope everyone's having a good Sunday so far. All right, let me just cue the next song. It is by Hugh Masekela. It's called Riot.
All of a sudden in walks a chick
in Mexico.
Joe starts playing on never saw before. So if you're south of the border, I mean or down in the Mexico, and you wanna get straight, man, don't hesitate. Just look up a cat named Joe. He wears a red bandana, plays a blues piano
in a honky-tonk down in Mexico.
He wears a purple sash and a black mustache
in a honky-tonk down in Mexico.
Hey, come with me, hey, come with me to the border, south of the border.
Okay, so that is Down in Mexico by the Coasters. So, Craig, hold on. Let me turn on your mic.
Hello.
How are we doing today?
Not bad, honestly. Just woke up. The weather seems to be picking up.
Yeah?
Nicely.
Yeah, we got a little taste of spring right now.
Yeah, can't complain.
Yeah. So, you do another show, right? You're on. You host a show for WMFO as well.
Sundays midnight every other week.
Okay. And how are you liking it?
It's nice. I like the nighttime shows. It's very therapeutic. I hope that whoever's tuning in on their nighttime drives enjoy the tunes I put out.
I'm sure they do enjoy the sweet sound of your voice, Craig.
I try to match the nighttime energy.
All right. Well, that's good to know. What got you into radio in the first place? Like, why? Why'd you start a show?
I was, Andres. And
of course,
so
of course.
I was a guest on his show.
Yeah.
On my first semester at Tufts. Mm-hmm. And I just said yes because why not? I didn't expect it to be something that, like, I ended up doing myself. Not gonna lie, I don't like all the responsibility of having to like move all the buttons and everything. But
interesting,
it's relatively simple, and
yeah.
So I just thought like it's something I should be doing.
So what got you to the point where you, you actually took that little leap of faith, and went off on your own?
Yeah, it was just the beginning of this school year, with the GIM and everything. I don't think it was a huge leap of faith, just because it's such a chill club and the people are very kind and helpful.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. For me, actually, the reason I started a show was just because, so there was one night last semester where Craig or DSA or DJ TSA Precheck over here brought me onto his show. And with a couple of my friends, and I was like pretty inspired by this place. It has a certain energy to it, just seeing you in your element, sort of navigating your own little world. Yeah. It kind of felt right to me, and
it gives you a sense of control.
Yeah.
Well.
So now having you on, this is almost full circle.
For sure.
I mean, hopefully this is just a start. I'll be hosting every other week from now on, but so here, let's do another song before we talk a little bit more.
Sounds good.
So this is gonna be, excuse me, okay, this is Caramel Duro by Miguel featuring Cali Uchis.
You can't buy. What are you made of? Yeah, that's something that I
So that was Caramel Duro by Miguel. So Craig and I, as I stated before, are sweet mates. And actually, we just got a large TV and PlayStation in our common room. So lately, our entire suite has just been playing FIFA almost around the clock. We've been putting wagers on some of the games. I now owe Craig $5, actually. We'll be going double or nothing after the show, of course. But, yeah, so we've been getting into just watching professional soccer as well. And there's some big games today. Craig, there's Manchester City versus Manchester United. It's the derby.
A couple, like an hour.
It's in 10 minutes, actually, starts. Yeah. Who we got for this game?
I think Man City.
You think City?
I don't think... I think it'll be close. Maybe like 1-0.
Oh, shoot. Your mic was not on. Okay.
I think the sound probably went through.
Okay. okay. Well...
What do you have?
That's a tough one. I mean, I don't think 1-0. But I am a Liverpool fan, so I do want United to win just to make the title race a little more competitive.
Then it would basically be tied.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah.
I mean, then it comes down to that Liverpool City game.
Yeah.
That'll essentially be the title game right there. But
is that game coming up or is it like?
You know, I don't know. I have plans to watch it. I want, like, when it happens. I don't know when it is, but I want to watch it with. My roommate from last year, who's a huge City fan.
Yeah.
His name's Siom, for all you listeners out there. And, just get, like pretty much invite everyone we know and just go to a location to watch the event.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I'm very excited for that. But in terms of the scoreline prediction, I'm going to say 3-1 City. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see the United defense as being good enough to stop their attacking power. And sure. I also, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Ronaldo bags a goal.
He's not playing.
Oh, he's not?
He just got ruled out. Yeah.
Ooh. Due to injury?
Yeah.
You hate to see it. You hate to see it.
Although, I think low-key they're better without Ronaldo. Mm. Just like Juve is better without Ronaldo.
Yeah. It's interesting. I feel like a lot of teams definitely, when they have a player of that caliber, they tend to structure their entire play style around that one player. And oftentimes to a fault, and it's detrimental to their
gameplay. It's just not sustainable.
Yeah.
Because you need all 11 working together. And you need pressing and just like tossing.
Yeah. I mean, you're a Juve fan, so you know that better than anyone.
Yeah, like I'm so happy with the Vlahovic over Ronaldo upgrade. Like,
really?
Infinitely happy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm assuming you're not a huge fan of PSG right now.
Nah, I mean
they have three players who refuse to refuse to come behind the ball on defense.
Yeah, I mean it makes things interesting because that's arguably like the most talented attacking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess MSN.
Yeah.
On their prime.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for some of the big UCL games because.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You'd almost rather have like a hardworking winger than over Neymar.
Yeah.
But
I would agree with that. Did you end up watching the Netflix documentary on Neymar?
No, I have not.
Mm.
I know you're a big.
Yeah.
Fan.
I'm a huge fan. I thought it was very well done. Definitely give that a watch. Like maybe 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was pretty good. Essentially like the whole thing is they try to paint Neymar as this like misunderstood player.
Yeah.
Who like doesn't really get the credit he deserves and is kind of like painted as a
like diva.
Yeah, by the press.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of problems with it in terms of, I think it was very misleading if you don't know a lot about the sport.
Yeah.
Like they kind of, like for example, Germany's 7-1 defeat in the World Cup, they like obviously made a big deal about that, which it was.
Yeah.
And then they had like almost a redemption arc for his Olympics win against Germany, and they like as if it was full circle, but like
really
for fans of like for actual fans of soccer, the Olympics means absolutely nothing, and it's like young like reserves of the reserves players playing, so he just decided to play because it was in Brazil and didn't have a whole lot of competition, and they acted like he won the World Cup.
That's funny.
But yeah,
and he also wasn't playing in that Germany game.
Yeah. No. Yeah. The whole thing was like, I mean, he got injured in the World Cup against Colombia, and then the next game, without him, they lost 7-1, which is, I think, a fair depiction of what happened. But it didn't. Yeah, whatever. All right. So we'll be watching that game a little later. We're excited. You heard it here. City is gonna win either 3-1 or 1-0.
Or like.
8-1. Bold predictions from Craig. Who's the man of the match?
Probably someone annoying, like Gundy.
Gundogan.
He even plays.
Okay. It's a bold take from Craig. Well, coming up next, we have Empire Ants featuring Little Dragon by Gorillaz. This was a Craig recommendation. We are gonna see if it lives up to the hype. Craig is vouching for it over here. Alrighty. Okay, apologies to whoever's calling in. We can't take your call right now, unfortunately. But next show, if you call in, we will be more prepared for that. Okay, so that was Empire Ants. Or no, that was... Hold on. Craig is trying to talk. Okay, Craig. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Yes, that you picked. A highlight of one of the best albums of all time, Plastic Beach, Gorillaz. I think Gorillaz. I was talking to my friend Harrison about this, who's also another DJ. I feel like Gorillaz is a really good gateway band to so many artists because they experiment with so many styles, and I think me listening to Gorillaz when I was young is a big reason why I like the music I like right now.
Hmm.
Which is interesting to think about. Like, I think about, since music is such a big part of my life, I've already kind of like thought in my head what I'm going to be playing, like, my children, if I have any children.
Yeah.
Because I think what you play them when they're like 4, 3, you know, like, I don't remember who I was having this conversation with, but that's a formative time. Like, some stuff is going down from ages like 2 to 5 that will change like the rest of your life.
100%.
So what you're auxing for your kids is, I think, important.
Yeah.
Do you have any?
No, I really like the song. I would fully agree with you there. I'm just sort of curious as to like what, like, how do you feel when you hear that song?
I like that it's like a calm before the storm song, in that it starts out slow and then it kind of just like culminates in a very nice, like, I guess you could say it's a beat switch, but
yeah. So were you, I'm just picturing right now, I'm picturing little Craig roaming around the streets of Bangkok listening to Empire Ants in his little earbuds.
Yeah.
From his iPod shuffle. Am I painting an accurate picture here?
So this song, I was already quite old when I first heard it.
Okay.
But like the band I was already familiar with, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
So I think I was 11th grade.
Gotcha.
Which honestly was a pretty formative time.
Yeah.
When I first started.
Yeah. So if you were in, Thailand at that point, where have you lived in the past?
So I've lived in Thailand and I've lived in Italy.
Okay.
And I lived in the Philippines for like 2 years, the first 2 years of my life.
Awesome.
And here, Medford.
Is there anywhere you'd consider moving back to, or you kind of just want to go new places?
I want to be in Italy.
In Italy?
I think. I wish I knew more Italian, but I just, I love the Serie A so much, and I don't know, fashion, you know.
Yeah.
It just seems like a good vibe.
Where do you want to go? Like Milan?
Maybe, yeah.
Mm.
Turin?
After a year in Alaska, maybe?
Yeah. No, I don't think I'll live in Alaska. I think it's a bit too out there.
Two out there?
Yeah.
Mm. So Craig's brother actually lives in Alaska, and you recently visited him over break, yeah?
Yeah.
So how was that?
It was nice. I saw the Northern Lights.
You love to see it. It's on the bucket list.
We did a lot of joyrides.
Yeah.
So just drive around at night.
Awesome.
Listen to music. It feels like a different world, honestly, because it's just all snow and like completely different terrain. And
wow.
Very nice.
Sounds great. Yeah. Okay. Here, let's do our next song before we talk a bit more. This is actually by a Liverpudlian. For all of you who do not know, that is someone from Liverpool, a Liverpool native. This is Jamie Webster, North End Kid.
Tommy's from the city, he lives in a North End terraced house. Near the council estate, he makes windows and doors. I know his friends and means to end, so how he often thinks of getting out. Like his mother did near 18 years before. The boy's got a vision of going on a mission to the USA. He wants to sing and dance and act on those Broadway shows. If he should speak when the verdict's saved for another day. For the North End kid like him, that's how it goes. He goes upstairs and takes his medicine. Goes to heaven in his head and shuts his eyes when he sees the sun.
sunshine on his face. Sees the winners a completely different place, where he can find himself a lover and have a kid to its base. With his music in the streets, the clouds are throwing roses at his feet. And then he pulls away the covers and readies for another couple days in the real world, struggling to make ends meet. And the anger builds from those lethal blows he's took. If he's to go out at night, he'll get caught in a fight in a bar sometimes. Another nothing kid, another shit out of luck. Then he goes home and takes that medicine, goes to heaven in his head and shuts his eyes. When he sees the sunshine on his face, sees the winners a completely different place, where he can find himself a lover and have a kid to its base. Where there's music in the streets, the crowds are throwing roses at his feet. And then he pulls away the covers and readies for another couple days in the real world, struggling to make ends meet.
I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on a phone or a globe. And I can take you with me if you really wanna go. Oh, baby, don't. I can't move on.
I can't move on, baby, don't. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed and it's outrageous. I'll take it all.
Okay, so we have to do just a quick PSA. 1 in 3 adults has diabetes or pre-diabetes. Are you one of them? The National Diabetes Education Program is your source for free information on prevention and control. Call 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Okay, so Craig, tell me about, I don't know, just tell me about what's going on right now in your life.
Yeah, I
Okay, congrats. I know you were sort of indecisive about that for a while.
Still am, honestly.
You are? Well, what made you end up, I mean, obviously, so we had to declare at the beginning of the month, but, what made you choose philosophy?
Honestly, just inertia and the fact that I've already, like, halfway done
the major. Gotcha.
And I like telling people about that. Ah.
Interesting. I mean, so
it's a stupid decision, honestly.
No, I don't know. I feel like that is something that people don't often talk about, that there is a degree of prestige that comes with every major. Like, yes, people are choosing what they want to study, but I do also think a lot of the times they're just choosing short term, whether or not they admit it. Most of the time they don't. But yeah, they're just choosing whatever sort of makes them appear to give off a certain persona.
Yeah.
And
that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I like saying philosophy because it's also another way of saying, like, I have no idea what I want to do with my life. So I feel like it says a lot about you, your major. And, like, when people say they're, like, pre-med, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good insight into, like, your vibe.
I got you.
Are you still pre-med?
I am still pre-med. Yeah, it's going to be a long road, but we'll see. We'll see.
Is that what you want to do?
Like? Yeah. The thing is, I'm pretty set on that. Like, I was wavering for a while. Like, freshman year especially, I was like, oh my god, what do I do with my life?
Yeah.
And so I went in as thinking maybe I'll do pre-med, and I was like, ah, no, it's not really for me.
Yeah.
And then when I really thought about it and I tried to picture myself doing anything, like, yes, I want to help people, and yes, whatever, but, like, the main factor for me was, will I get bored of my job? I don't think a lot of people say that, but, like genuinely, I was picturing myself working in finance for 30 years, working in law for 30 years, and, I mean, I don't know, yes, I would be making a good amount of money, and, like, maybe I'd be good at it or successful, but, like, would I really look forward to going to work each and every day?
Right.
And I think that I don't know. That's what did it for me, to be honest.
That's totally wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have any, like, sort of idea? I know you said you might want to maybe go into academia.
No. I'm completely averse to all academia.
Okay.
I just think it's, I don't know, it's kind of fake. And I don't know if I should be saying this, but, like, I'd rather just have, like, a conversation with someone about a topic.
I got you.
Than say, like, read a 200-page paper about it. And all those papers have to follow a very strict formula. And I don't know, they just get very repetitive.
Okay, but
saps the joy out of it.
I'm sensing some contradiction here. Because weren't you considering being a writer as well?
Yeah. Not more like a fiction writer.
You know, okay, okay.
Like a academia writer.
So a little free form, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just like having that flexibility and not being put into a box, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I 100% understand where you're coming from.
Like, I think, like, if I went into academia, best case scenario is, like, I publish, like, a couple notable papers that are, like, important to, like, other academics, and that's it. And I don't know, that seems like that's basically the same legacy and, like, impact on the world as, you know, any other occupation.
Yeah,
you know.
So is legacy, like, is that your primary motivation in terms of?
I'd say so.
Yeah. Okay.
I just
I don't know, you, in life, you've struggled to, like, latch on to, like, things that are important. And
yeah.
I think legacy is just something that, I don't know. Like, I think I cared a lot about my high school legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm pretty content with my high school legacy.
Yeah.
And, I guess the next goal is life legacy.
100%.
And speaking of which, like, why don't you talk about, how would you describe your high school legacy?
Oh, boy. My high school legacy. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would like to think that... See, I would say that I don't put as much of an emphasis on... Yeah.
Yeah.
On legacy. Which is... I don't know, sort of evolutionarily, like, I feel like it's definitely, like, a big instinct, like, uh-huh. When we go, we want something to be there, like, some sort of reminder of us.
Permanent,
but,
yeah.
I don't know, I want to just, like...
Just live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying more and more to just, like, live in the moment.
That's fully, like, the better... Like, for sure. Like, I think it's the problem that I'm too, like, long-term oriented, for sure.
I mean, what I've found is that I don't necessarily think one is objectively better than the other, but yeah. I do think that almost fully committing to one or the other is mm-hmm. better than flip-flopping between the two.
Yeah. Because what I've heard so much from, like, monks or... you know, famous philosophers or religious persons.
Wait, hold on. I'm getting texts that you can't hear, Craig. Okay. All right, let's just skip to the next song. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Light de Coco. It was a French song by Maya. Okay, so Craig, I am wondering, who do you think I should have on as a guest for the next episode?
That's a good question. I'd say Gabe is always an interesting person to pick his brain.
I kind of want to save him for later. Yeah. So, for those of you who don't know, or, I don't know, just describe Gabe for someone who's never met the kid.
That's interesting. I'd say Gabe is energetic.
Mm.
He brings volition, I feel like, to everything he does.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a good way of putting it. I think he's a very... he's a very interesting character, and he's someone that when you're with, he's a very fun presence.
Mm-hmm.
But he's often... actually, I don't want to spoil anything for when he comes on. I'm just gonna leave it at that, and yeah, Gabe's an interesting guy.
He's very intelligent.
Either the next episode or the one after.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all right. Enough about that.
Yeah.
So, City just scored. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is 1-0. Okay. KDB with the screamer.
Oh no! Equalizer. By Sancho.
Sancho. Wow. We got a game on our hands. I'm sure this will be all the talk of DeWick.
Yeah. I had Sancho last week in fantasy, but I got rid of him.
Craig, what are we doing?
Now he scores. That's great.
What are we doing?
I think I've lost my league for this season. Yeah.
Damn.
Too bad.
I don't know. I can never get into the soccer fantasy stuff. I feel like it's just not structured well for it.
I feel like I can see that. It's a good diversion.
Yeah.
And it's always fun waking up and Saturday morning and checking all the scores and
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely an interesting thing, especially since all the games are played in Europe, so
yeah.
We're a bit behind and sometimes you'll wake up for the 7:30 prem games.
Right.
But it's part of the experience at the end of the day. Well, anyways, thank you so much for sticking with us. This was the first episode. A few hiccups along the way. But, yeah, it should be a little more smooth next time. And we'll have another special guest. Thank you so much for joining us, Craig. This is...
thank you for having me.
Yeah. This is Ben, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, and our next song, this one is Can't Take My Eyes Off You by Frankie Valli.
Great choice.
Shout out Lucy.
Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Thank you.
just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes.